The Army's backing out of a two-year-old plan to turn the management of its child care assistance program over to the General Services Administration. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, the move not only failed to deliver its promised cost savings, but almost every aspect of the transition turned out to be a disaster.
The initial decision to move the Army Fee Assistance Fund to GSA management happened in 2013 at a time when the Army was scrounging for any budget savings it could muster. The program, which pays subsidies to 10,000 soldier and Army civilian families who don't have access to on-base child care, had been run by a nonprofit organization called Child Care Aware at a cost of about $8 million per year. GSA said it could run it for a mere $4 million. Things didn't work out that way, though. Not only is the Army now paying GSA more than it was paying CCA, but seemingly everything that could have gone wrong during the transition did go wrong. A backlog of unpaid claims started building up almost immediately when GSA took over the work in August of last year. By the end of July, the backlog had reached 26,000 claims and communications. The agreement with the Army required GSA to pay families within 10 days, but in some cases they waited up to 7 months, and many are still waiting. Carol Ochoa is GSA's Inspector General.
Army families enrolled in this program have experienced inadequate customer service and substantial delays. Their phone calls went unanswered, their voice messages and emails were ignored and deleted. Families have reported severe financial and other hardships resulting from these delays. For example, Army families reported being forced to consider having a spouse quit a job or quit school in order to leave one parent at home with their children. One family reported that their provider had sent their account to collections. Another that they were facing bankruptcy.
In a hearing of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Thursday, Army and GSA officials offered little defense, with both organizations acknowledging that they failed the program's beneficiaries. Stephanie Haney is the Director of Family, Morale, and Welfare Programs at the Army's Installation Management Command.
We did not do our due diligence in inspecting the capability of GSA to take on an expansion of the program. We did not communicate effectively with each other. GSA didn't let us know they weren't ready. We didn't go in and check and make sure they were ready. And that put us on our back foot at the outside of the program.
GSA says it's now clear in hindsight that its staffing and IT systems weren't up to the challenge of taking on the Army contract. At one point, staffers in its customer service centers were only able to answer about a third of customers' phone calls. The rest went to voicemail. And eventually, voicemail and email boxes began to fill up. According to the Inspector General, GSA wound up deleting 4,000 voicemails and an untold number of emails from Army families without ever returning them. In this exchange with Gerard Botterek, GSA's chief financial officer, Jason Chaffetz, the committee chairman, suggested that may have been a violation of federal records preservation laws.
Mr. Botterek, do you believe her? Were emails destroyed?
I do not know if emails were destroyed. They should not have been destroyed if they were. They certainly should not have been destroyed until we had processed the application.
We tend to believe the Inspector General more than we believe you at this point.
I understand.
Do you believe that an email or a voicemail is a federal record?
Yes, they should not be destroyed.
If it is a federal record, the federal law requires that the head of the federal agency to notify the archivist if they're improperly destroyed. Did the GSA notify the archivist that the records were destroyed?
No, we did not.
GSA records show that officials knew at the time they began the Army work that the agency didn't have enough staff to adequately perform the job. The agency's own estimate showed it would need between 55 and 72 contractor employees to accommodate the 10,000 families. Only 10 employees were actually on board when GSA took responsibility for the child care program. The agency eventually hired more contract staff after realizing it was in over its head, but apparently allowed at least some of them to work before adequate background investigations were conducted. The Office of Personnel Management later determined 3 of those 20 workers never should have been allowed to handle the sensitive information the job required. 2 had troubled financial backgrounds, and a 3rd had an active arrest warrant. Again, Inspector General Ochoa.
Army families' sensitive information was provided to contractors before they had completed required background investigations. The sensitive information included Social Security numbers, dates of birth, and bank routing information, among other things. Despite GSA's efforts to cure that security access breach, other breaches have since occurred.
In that second breach, investigators found unauthorized users were able to gain access to the records of some 8,000 Army families. Chairman Chaffetz says the Army and GSA have since agreed to provide credit monitoring services to the affected service members and civilians and family members.
I'm tired of the U.S. government just saying, hey, we're going to give you credit monitoring. That ain't going to cut it anymore. We keep doing this by the millions, tens of millions of American workers working for the federal government are being offered credit services. That ain't going to cut it. And here we have another case of this.
Lawmakers were also baffled by the fact that GSA seemed to be unable to handle the workload even after eventually ramping up to a staff of 184 contractors, more than five times as many employees as were used by CCA, which by all accounts ran the program with few complaints. The Army program was originally scheduled to transition to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, along with the rest of GSA's financial lines of business, but the Army has since canceled those plans. The service now intends to return the fee assistance program to CCA via a sole source contract, but the Army estimates it will take until December to make that new contract award. And even then, CCA will only be in charge of new claims. The Army's Haney says GSA will retain responsibility for all of the claims that have built up on its watch since last August.
Honestly, the backlog is in such a state of disrepair at this point that I don't think a contractor would be willing to take it on. In addition, we have been talking with Child Care Aware, and they need time to put the staff in place to be able to do it right.
While the Army makes no bones about the fact that the transition to GSA was a serious blunder, it has also offered few plans to help the families who've been waiting months for overdue child care stipends, other than to point them toward a zero-interest loan program offered by the Army's Emergency Relief Program. Captain Carmen Deitches is one of many soldiers who've dipped into savings after missing several months of Army child care payments.
That seems like borrowing money that should already be there, because you do have to pay that back. It's a short-term loan. So other soldiers who might be in more need might need that money instead of us. In short, and in my opinion, the GSA has failed to uphold its promise to Army families. There no longer seems to be an accountability to ensure soldiers are not encountering extra burdens or unexpected costs associated with child care. The GSA has failed to allow soldiers to plan not only for long-term goals, but for immediate needs. Given the difficulty my own family has had with the GSA's mishandling of the AFA program, it's not hard to imagine what other Army families have gone through. Imagine not being able to afford groceries or gas because you had to pay for unexpected child care costs. Imagine being a new mother or father and being forced to choose between maintaining a new career or to quit working because the unexpected cost of daycare is more than your monthly paycheck. Imagine having your child kicked out of daycare because your child provider had their own bills to pay and needed to work with a more reliable family. Imagine dealing with all of that while your spouse was deployed. Now imagine being that deployed mother or father and getting those monthly phone calls from home about these issues. And tell me if you think that your mind would actually be on the mission.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.